Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of Christmas decorations, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, girls, welcome back to this week's podcast. We are continuing our episode from last week. So if you have not listened to last week's episode, then you need to turn this off and go back and listen to last week's first. So go ahead and do that now if you haven't. Otherwise, we're moving right along. So just to go into a recap, last week we talked about loneliness and the lack of our support systems and how we as women can overcome things like that much more easily just because we're such great communicators. We were built to be helpers. And I think that we have a much more natural ability to accomplish things like this. So this week, we are going to jump right into the health side of loneliness. And all that being said, I don't believe that being lonely is just a state of mind. I believe that it is a state of spirit and body as well, which in turn contributes to our health. So again, we're focusing on the health side of loneliness this week. So let's bring back the study from Cigna that we talked about last week in episode 23. So again, David M. Cordani, president and CEO of Cigna, says this in the article. We're seeing a lack of human connection, which ultimately leads to a lack of vitality or a disconnect between mind and body. So what that tells us right there is that our health comes into play and it's being negatively affected because of our lifestyle choices and being alone and not in community. This study and many others are coming to the conclusions that we are less likely to feel alone if we are in regular communication with each other. But this is just a piece of a much larger puzzle. So I'm just going to throw in a quick little plug here for this book that I really loved. Have you girls ever read the book called Women Are Like Spaghetti and Men Are Like Waffles? I thought it was a super fun book, but for the sake of this conversation, it says it all in the title. We women are just like spaghetti. Our thoughts and our daily activities and our emotions, our feelings, everything is all intertwined together just like spaghetti. And therefore, it should be no surprise that our bodies and our overall health are no different. Have you ever noticed how some people will get cold sores on their mouth when they're really stressed or hives on their skin when they are really nervous? These are physically seen immune system responses to our environments. Therefore, isn't it pretty easy to see that another state of mind like loneliness would also have a negative impact on our immune system? And over the long term, the effects could cause health challenges. It's all about the balance. We're all about finding the balance. We hear that all the time, don't we? Too much of a good thing can turn bad. It's all about the balancing act of life. Balance is not something you find. It's something that you create. The key is not to find balance. It's to recognize when you've lost it. These are all things that we hear all the time. So this is how we're going to make it work. Are you ready? We must put ourselves in a position to become healthy in all categories. But our internal categories is where we have to start so that the external categories can then be fulfilled. Now, the internal categories are the mind, body, and spirit. So let's just sit with these three for a few minutes. We're going to talk about each one of them individually so that we can get a better understanding of what needs to happen. So first, the mind. Your mind is your consciousness. Your brain is the physical piece where the information is stored, but the mind is the collection of all of your thoughts. Therefore, to keep your mind healthy, we need to input good things into it on a daily basis. If we don't do it on a daily basis, it goes by the wayside. Your mind is at all times intaking information, and you have to make sure that it is good information. For example, I have told you before that when I was experiencing panic attacks multiple times a day because I was so devastated about the loss of my children, I completely turned off the negative. I stopped talking to people who were not life-giving. I stopped listening to regular songs on the radio. I only watched TV that made me laugh. I completely cut out all of the bull. I posted Bible verses all over my car and read them over and over every single day. If you're anything like me, your car is your second home. Everything lives there. I only listened to positive music or sermons. I started a gratitude journal and I went to therapy. Molding your mind towards the positive takes work, but it is the basis of staying healthy throughout everything else. I also found community. That's what we're still talking about, right? When we find a group of supporters, it brings joy to our hearts, and our supporters fill in those life holes with life-giving words and works and prayer and affirmations. How good does it feel when you get ready to see somebody that you know? When your husband comes home from work, you get to see your girlfriend for a lunch date for the first time in weeks. What about when your little ones hop into bed with you bright and early in the mornings? You may be tired, but your heart is always so full. You love to have them snuggled up against you and just squish them. And for most of us, we know it isn't going to last very long, so we take what we can get, right? Am I right, moms? We know. We know. So that support is contributing to your overall health. Are you seeing how they're going hand in hand? Okay, let's move on to the body. Your body is the place where your consciousness physically exists. Your brain, your muscles, your organs, all of those things. Taking care of your body in a healthy way includes exercising and, of course, feeding it the right fuel. Obviously, that is food. Your support system is one of the very best ways that you can keep your body healthy. Use it to your advantage. When you go exercise, don't you feel so much more motivated when you know you have a friend who's going with you, someone who's going to be there waiting for you, someone who's working towards the same things? What about all the gatherings with your community that you do? And of course, that always involves food. Now, the trick is to find a community that supports your healthy food choices, or you're at least going to have to start bringing your own healthy food. But the point is that these things go hand in hand. There's an example in each category. So now, lastly, we're moving on to the spirit. Your spirit is the collective of your human self. It is your energy, if you will. It is the immaterial part of your humanity that connects with God. When you are connecting with God through prayer and gratitude and meditation, there will be no room for loneliness in your life. All of these elements connect together to make up you as a person. And the loneliness that you might happen to feel in your life will completely 100% become null and void if you are finding the balance and filling your spirit, girls. These are all the ways that you can take care of yourself on the inside, therefore transition them to the outside. They all go hand in hand. It's all like a symbiotic system. I cannot express any further to you in words how much import this life balance is. But I can tell you that if you start to work towards this and you find this balance, you will have no more room for loneliness in your life. And this in turn can help you help other people. However, that being said, your support system will never come or will not ever be completely open to you if you don't first open up yourself. You have to open up your eyes and your heart to it, to meet new people, to show kindness to strangers, to smile at someone as you're walking down the street. Start looking for opportunities to find these things, and your community will come. And if you don't know, I have an online community that you can be a part of whenever you're feeling ready. We are all looking for somewhere safe to land. I am creating an online community of women who are like-minded, who want to have somewhere to go on a regular basis for tips and encouragement and compassion and inspiration. It's all about fitness and following your dreams, but just being somewhere that you can go to whenever you're feeling like it to meet other women who are similar to you. I'll definitely put the link in the show notes for you, as always. And when you step in, introduce yourself. We'd love to hear from you. I would love to know your name so that I can say hi. And I really hope, girls, that this episode has helped you in some way. I know that it was a quick one and it was a continuation from last week, but I want you to understand that, again, we hear about loneliness more and more around this time of year, and I think that it's time that we start making efforts to put a stop to it. There's no reason that anyone should be without community, that should be lonely at any time of the year. And we can start making an impact one by one just by doing these things. And it all starts with us. And then we can filter it out to other people. So I love you all. And I am so glad that you have let me come into your life today. I appreciate you. I could not continue this show without you listening. And of course, before we go, we have to always talk about our crown and flop. And as you know, I have told you many times that I am somewhat of a perfectionist. And I was sitting here thinking about what my flop for the week was going to be. And I ran through my calendar and all the events that had happened to me this week. And I kept thinking, well, there's not really anything that I majorly flopped on. And then my conscience got the best of me, saying to myself, Hello, do you remember when you went to the gym earlier this week? And I was like, oh yeah. I carry a 32-ounce bottle of water with me at all times. And obviously, in the mornings, it is very full. And so I hit the gym after I dropped off my daughter at school, and I was just dilly-dallying around with my water bottle, walking to the next station, not really paying attention to what I was doing. I literally hit the bottle over my leg. It knocked it out of my hands and then proceeded to hit the floor and explode everywhere. Okay, so 32 ounces of water is not that much when it's condensed in a bottle. But when it explodes and sprays everywhere, all over the machines and the people around you, it's kind of a big deal. So I'm just standing there with my headphones in, looking at this pile of water that I have just made, and I don't know what to do. I don't have a towel. I don't see any paper towels around. So what do? I leave. I go to find some towels or a person that can mop it up, something. But the problem is that I'm having trouble finding these things. So it literally looks like, to all the people around me, that I have just left all this water and walked away. So a few minutes later, some poor girl takes pity on me and shows me where the towels are, and then she helps me clean it up. So all was well and good in the end, but I felt so embarrassed. I'm like, what in the world just happened? It was so random. And I just stood there like a deer in headlights. I didn't know what to do. So, maybe you should pay more attention when you're going to the next station instead of spraying everyone around you. They didn't need a second shower, Jen. They really didn't. Okay, moving on to the crowning moment of the week, and that goes to my sweet husband, because he really does have so much more of a childlike spirit and a giving heart than I do, and it's something that I am working on, but I mean, he's such a pushover, and I mean that in the best way possible, because he's such a good daddy. So we decorated for Christmas over the last 2 days, and last year we got our first blow-up yard ornament. Okay, I have to admit, I'm not really a fan, okay? But my kids loved it, and they really wanted one, and it wasn't expensive, so of course, he said yes. We got it. I thought we were good. This year, we're putting it all up again. Yay. We're excited. Then we got to the store, and there were more yard ornaments to choose from. Oh, no. No, we have one. We don't need more. The kids are standing there. Please, 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 Daddy, please, can we get it? Please, Daddy, can we get it? And I am avoiding eye contact like the plague, okay? And then all I hear is, okay, let's do it, with an overwhelming yay to follow in the background. I guess I should have spoke up and said something if I really didn't want any more yard ornaments, but alas, I failed. So we are now the proud new owners of a Grinch and elf legs. Yes, elf legs. The elf legs look like he is bottom up with his legs flailing around in the air. So points to my guy for nurturing the leaping hearts of our children and helping our house be a classic beauty that I like and also fun at the same time. So yay for good daddies and multiple yard ornaments. Woohoo! So anyways, that is the end of this week's episode, girls. But before I drop you off, I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of our New Year challenge that is coming up. It is called First Six. The new year is right around the corner, and here at Adventuring the Girl Life, we will be doing a free challenge to kickstart our success in the new year. Did you know that it takes 21 days to form a habit is no longer a thing anymore? It actually takes much longer. 66 days to be exact. That's why I'm inviting you to join me in First Six, a 6-week challenge starting January the 1st that will help you break old habits and integrate new good ones. Now, I know that 6 weeks isn't 66 days, but we'll get you off to a great start. You know that we don't really quit bad habits, right? We just form other ones. So let's make sure that the new ones are awesome ones. We'll get you fit and organized and ready for an amazing 2019. I'll put the link in the show notes, and I'm looking forward to our new year together. See you in your inbox January the 1st. And until next week, girls, as always, adventure on!